Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, and today is Clark Kent. He is due for a big surprise. We'll join him with Editor Perry White in a moment. But right now, Dan McCullough has a question for you.
That's right, gang. Today I've got a question for you. It's a technical question, so let's see what you can do with it. Which plane has four engines? The Douglas C-54 Army Transport or the Vought Excalibur Navy Transport? Well, actually, that's a trick question because both are four-engine planes, but I'm sure it didn't stump you, especially if you've been lucky enough to get models of both these planes in Kellogg's Pep packages, because that sort of information is printed right on the back of each model. You see, there's a really keen colored cardboard plane model right inside every single package of that super delicious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. And on the back of each model is a list of valuable pointers about that particular plane. Two of the models you can get are the Douglas C-54 and the Vought Excalibur, which I mentioned earlier. And others are the Russian 118, the British Sunderland Flying Boat, the British Handley Page Hamden, and the Curtiss Helldiver. Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these planes. Not even a box stop. There's a plane right inside every single Pep package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. As an aid to our war effort, Poco, the little man who came from the planet Utopia, has been trying to remember the formula for the secret fuel which powered his space shell. He and Jimmy Olsen were studying the shell in Editor Perry White's garage when two armed men appeared. Certain that the men were dangerous spies, Poco rushed Jimmy into the space shell, then climbed in after him and bolted the turret hatch. Meanwhile, driving to the Daily Planet with Clark Kent, Perry White became uneasy at having left Jimmy with Poco, whom he believed was out of his mind. The gray-haired editor insisted on returning to his house with Kent. And as we continue now, having found the house empty, they are walking up the driveway to the garage. Listen.
Olsen! Poco! Now, where do you suppose they are?
Left them there in your garage. Just look inside.
Where are you, Olsen? Poco! No, they're not in the garage, Kent.
No, but maybe they're...
They're not in the house, either.
No, but they might have gone to the drugstore for sodas. Poco's crazy about sodas.
You mean he's crazy, period.
Oh, gee.
Oh, I don't like it. We shouldn't have left him alone with Jim.
Stop worrying. Poco's perfectly harmless.
I don't know. Lots of dangerous maniacs look harmless.
Poco isn't a maniac.
That's what
and
you
he's
think.
He's very fond of Jim. Sure, you'll tell him why he's been acting so strangely, and it'll all turn out to be nothing. Say, look, Chief.
What?
The space shell.
Well, what about it?
It's gone.
Good God, Frey. It is gone.
It's standing right here.
Why, sure it was. What? Where?
Hey, where did it go?
I don't know. A great big glass ball like that.
Glass plastic.
It weighed a ton. You couldn't move it. Great Jupiter, Ken.
Take it easy.
Poco's been fooling around that thing all week since the Army Air Force returned it to him.
No.
And maybe he and Jim flew up in it.
Oh, nonsense.
They'll kill themselves. I told you Poco was crazy. Ken, don't just stand there.
What'll I do?
Oh, I don't know, but do something. Call the Air Force and have them start looking for Jim. Call Inspector Henderson.
Now,
call anybody.
Keep your shirt on, Chief. No. Jim and Poco didn't fly away in the space shuttle.
No, they must have. Didn't we leave them right here with the contraption? Not more than half an hour ago?
Yes.
And then they must have flown off in it.
What?
I tell you, it weighed a ton. Maybe more. They couldn't have moved it away.
No, but they couldn't fly it away either.
Well, why couldn't they?
Because the secret fuel that makes the shell fly through space is unknown. Formula was known only on the planet Utopia, and it was lost when the planet was destroyed.
Oh, Utopia again.
Well,
at a time like this, when Jim and Poco are in terrible danger, you've got to be funny.
I'm not being funny.
I'll say you're not.
Listen, the fact remains that the Army Air Force and many of our foremost scientists tried to discover the secret fuel for Poco's space shell, and they couldn't do it. You can stop worrying about Jim and Poco flying through space.
Then where's the shell?
I don't know.
And where Jim and Poco?
I don't know that either, but wait a minute. Someone's coming up the driveway.
Where? Oh, that's Swanson.
Who?
He takes care of the Hubbard place next door.
Oh.
Say, maybe he saw... Come on, let's ask him.
Okay.
Swanson.
Hello, Mr. White. You moved.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Listen,
moving
did you see...
Moving van here, a tank, maybe you move away.
Moving van?
You bet. He come to tell Poker he don't forget to give me back snow shovel he borrow last week.
Now, wait a minute.
Hey, a moving van was here, Mr. Swanson?
That's right. Just a little while ago. Don't you know?
Of course I know. What was the moving van doing here?
He only see a drive away from garage.
From this garage?
When they come back from hardware store. I see big glass ball is gone from garage then.
Oh, so that's how the space shell disappeared.
Someone took it away in the moving van. But who?
Something is wrong, Mr. White.
Oh, I don't know. I think so. Now, Swanson, when you saw the moving van, did you see Jim Olsen and Poco?
No, I don't see them.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait a minute. Maybe Swanson doesn't know Jim.
Sure, I know Jim Olsen.
You do?
But I don't see him here. I look for Poco to get my snow shovel back. I look out here and ring bell in your house. Then you snow, I hear somebody here, and they come look for Poco again.
What do you make of this, Kent?
Can't figure it out. Mr. Swanson, you say you just came from the hardware store?
Yeah, Martin's hardware store.
Martin's, that's right next to the drugstore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what are you driving at, Kent?
Just a minute, Chief. You didn't happen to look into the drugstore, did you, Swanson?
Yeah, a stop-in drugstore to buy pipe tobacco.
And Poco and Jim weren't there?
No.
No, something terrible's happened to them.
Not necessarily.
Then where are they? Oh,
well...
And where's that confounded space shell? Who took it away in the moving van?
We'll find out. Mr. Swanson, did you happen to notice the name on the moving van?
That's right, that's right. Did you, Swanson?
No, I don't see name.
Oh, doggone it, why didn't you?
Because he didn't, that's why. Come along, Chief.
Come along where?
Into your house. Thanks very much, Mr. Swanson.
You're welcome. Take me snow shovel now, please, yeah?
Sure, sure. Go ahead, Swanson, and thanks.
You're welcome.
We'd better call the police at once, Kent.
I want to call the office first.
The office?
Yes, Jim and Poco might have gone there. Jim was afraid you were going to have Poco committed to an insane asylum.
And that's what I should have done in the first place.
Oh, gee.
He's got Jim in trouble, Kent. Now, mark my words.
You've got no reason to say that.
Well, I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here. We'll go in the back way. Oh, why did I have to listen to you and Lois? Oh. No, Olsen. I should never have hired Poco.
Poco is perfectly on this thing.
Uneasy, but not yet fully alarmed, Clark Kent follows Perry White into the house. But meanwhile, several miles away in an ancient, weather-beaten barn on an abandoned farm, a strange scene is taking place. Poco's round, transparent space shell, in which the little fat rhymester and Jimmy Olsen have locked themselves, has been taken from the moving van and set on the ground. As three men stand by outside the shell, scowling, their leader, heavy-set and swarthy, shouts at Jimmy and Poco through the smooth plastic wall of the shell.
I'm asking you for the last time. Are you going to come out by yourselves, or do we blast you up?
What do you think we ought to do, Poco?
Nothing, friend James.
But they're getting madder every minute. If we wait till they pull us out
they
of here...
They can't pull us out. Of that, have no doubt.
Well, how about it?
I don't like that fella's looks. What do you mean they can't pull us out?
I mean what I say. Let them bellow away.
But I...
You don't want us to get rough, do you? Now, all we want is to have a talk with a little fat
fella. What do you want? I know well. The secret fuel to power this shell.
What you say that for, Poco? And if you'll think you do have the formula.
You bet that's what we want. And you're going to give it to us.
Poco doesn't know the formula.
Oh, he knows it all right. I heard him tell it to you, he
did. Did I not say so, friend James? The ugly dark one is he who spied on me in Mr. White's garage.
Make up your minds now. Do you come out by yourselves, or... Do we get you up?
But I tell you, Poco doesn't know the formula.
Oh, you want to play like that, huh? Okay, Hank. Go to work.
Uh-oh. One of them's got a hammer and chisel. He's going to force the hatch open.
Have no fear. We're safe in here.
Not if he gets the hatch open.
He can twist. He can turn. He can hammer. He can burn.
Oh, will you please stop rhyming and tell me what you mean in plain language, Poco?
As you say, okay. The material of which this space shell is made is another utopian secret. It cannot be shattered or cut through or even dented by any tool known to man.
Are you kidding?
Friend James, in sooth, I speak the truth.
Golly, I can't believe it.
Then look.
Look at what?
The man with the hammer and chisel.
Oh, he's given up. His chisel is all chipped. Look out, Poco.
What is it?
The dark man, the boss. He's pointing a gun at us.
Have no fear.
Hey, don't shoot. Don't.
You gonna come out?
Yes. Poco, open the hatch.
Friend James, keep cool. Do not be a fool.
But he's got a gun.
As you say, so what?
Now listen, Poco, I...
See, friend Jim, I laugh at him.
All right, wise guy. You asked for it.
Well, friend James?
Oh, jeepers. The bullets bounce right off the shell.
Of course they do. Did I not speak true?
You sure did. Oh, boy, are they sore. Look at them wave their hands.
Let them wave. Let them rave.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
The dark man is telling them something. They're all starting to laugh now. And there goes one of them. He's taking something out of that box, see? I wonder what they're up to now, Poco.
Nervously, Jimmy Olsen watches the men outside the space shell. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, let's hear from your friend and mine.
Say, gang, do you usually get right up when your mother calls you in the morning? Or do you kind of stall around and wait till the very last minute? Well, no matter what your method is, I'm willing to bet that you come a-running when you know there's super delicious Kellogg's Pep waiting for you. Yes, sir, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes taste so doggone good at breakfast time that just thinking about them makes you hungry. And you know, that's a good idea, too, because Pep is mighty good for you as well as downright delicious. But that's only half the Pep story. There's an exciting prize right inside every single Pep package. It's a colored cardboard model of an Allied warplane that's all ready for you to put together. Now, there are 14 different plane models you can get altogether. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American. Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these models, not even a box top. There's a plane inside every Pep package. So be sure your mother gets you a package of super delicious Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. Having locked themselves in Poco's space shell, Jimmy Olsen and the little rhymester are apparently safe from all efforts of their mysterious captors to dislodge them. But then in the old barn where the men brought the shell, Jimmy was alarmed to see a gallon can and a hose set up outside the shell.
What do you suppose they're up to now, Poco?
Again, I tell you, have no fear. We're absolutely safe in here.
I don't know. Say, they're connecting a rubber hose from that can to the rocket tubes under our shell.
So I see. What can it be?
Maybe they're going to blow us up.
It can't be done.
Not even with dynamite or TNT?
With nothing, friend James.
I wish I could believe that.
All right, you in there. This is your last chance. You can open that hatch and come out.
Gosh, I don't know what to do.
Do as I say. Remain this way.
But...
Well, you're coming out alive or dead.
Oh, you hear that, Poco?
We must stay in the shell. All will be well.
Yeah, I guess so. No, we're not coming out.
Okay, Hank. Let them have it.
Poco, what's that hissing and that funny odor?
Alas, it is gas.
Oh, you're right. It is gas. Hey, they're pumping it into the shell through the rocket tubes. What are we going to do now, Poco?
I'm afraid, my friend. This is the end.
Fearfully, Jimmy Olsen and Poco stare at each other. As the deadly gas hisses into the transparent space shell. What will happen now? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode in our new adventure of the space shell. Tune in, same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, follow the adventures of Superman brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.